Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
Report: a year from the murder of the Tboli Manobo indigenous people by the army in the Philippines. Monday marks the first anniversary of the massacre of 8 indigenous people in the Tal Bonglangon village, South Cotabato province, on the southern Philippine island of Mindanao. The inhabitants of the small community paid with their lives the demands for their ancestral lands and the resistance to the coffee and mining industry. Their blood taints the company and Rodrigo Duterte's administration with guilt. Duterte is globally renowned for his indiscriminate fire policy, first shoot to kill, then ask. There was an investigation over the crimes, but nobody has been prosecuted. Some local inhabitants have not returned to their homes due to being afraid. Last year, over 40 people were murdered in the Philippines for defending their lands and the environment, which turned it into the most dangerous country for defenders in Asia, according to a report by Global Witness. The organization Legal Rights and Natural Resources Center, Friends of the Earth Philippines, which is publicly demanding this Monday justice for the murders that took place a year ago, conducted an interview for Real World Radio with Datu Dande Danyan, who is now chairman of the Tboli Manobo's DAF claimants organization, Tamasco. They are demanding their lands back and justice for what happened last year. Dande is the nephew of Datu Victor Danyan, community leader murdered in the attack. Dande lost more relatives that day, two cousins, sons of Victor, Victor Jr. and Artemio, and the husband of her cousin, Marivich, also daughter of Victor, Pato Celardo.
Justice for me is holding accountable those who sowed intrigue or issue. That justice will be given to my relatives who were killed during the attack of the government's soldiers. And justice for the community is giving back our land and the expulsion of the foreign capitalist managing the coffee plantation inside our ancestral domain.
Dignity and struggle, false claims by the government against the right to life and land. The excuse given by Duterte's regime, which currently defends and even expressly promotes a dictatorship like the one of Ferdinand Marcos, 1965-1986, in which thousands of people were arrested, murdered, tortured, and disappeared, was that they suspected an inhabitants of the Datal Bonglangon village in Lake Cebu, South Cotabato, were rebels of the New People's Army, NPA. And in this way, the government explained that the 27th Infantry Battalion opened fire on December the 3rd last year against the woodhouses of the village with their nearby corn crops. A week before, Duterte's administration had suspended peace negotiations with the Communist Party of the Philippines and implemented a heavy hand against the communist insurgency. Legal Rights and Natural Resources Center, Friends of the Earth Philippines, said on Monday in a Facebook post, where they also shared a video about the anniversary of the attack, that tagging them as rebels is to disregard their rights as defenders of their land and ancestral domain. For more than 28 years, they have struggled with that Victor to protect their ancestral domain from the encroachment of coffee plantations and coal mining. There are many groups that argue that the explanations given by the national government are simply false. Environmental Federation, Friends of the Earth International, present in over 80 countries, issued a public statement on December the 14th last year where they add, "The attempt by the Philippine military to justify the killings by labeling Datu Victor a communist rebel simply does not hold. Datu Victor fought tirelessly from 1991, when the coffee plantation was first granted a license, for legal and peaceful means in seeking redress for the corporate land grabs, despite continuous persecution by company guards and government military officers." Dande explained to Real World Radio that the struggle started when indigenous communities requested a certificate of ancestral domain title over their lands. An article published by British newspaper The Guardian on July 21, 2008, explained that in 1991, a logging company arrived to the area with bulldozers and chainsaws, and that according to older villagers, they were ordered to evacuate by armed thugs. The forest of the area, which provided food and medicine to local communities, was cleared and 11,862 hectares were acquired by silvicultural industries for 25 years. The people living in Datal Bonglangon and environment organizations explained that this company is part of a huge agribusiness, mining and construction conglomerate built by David M. Kansunji, a former minister during the Marcos dictatorship. Legal Rights and Natural Resources Center, Friends of the Earth Philippines, added that Silvicultural Industries has an auxiliary military unit trained by the National Army. According to the statement issued in December last year by Friends of the Earth International, Kansunji-owned companies encroach on ancestral territories for coffee plantations and coal operations. That to Victor and Thibault Manobo local communities waited 25 years for the lands to be returned. But in 2016, when Kansunji's coffee plantation permit expired, the national government granted an extension through legal manipulation and without the free, prior, and informed consent from the indigenous communities against what is established by Convention 169 of the International Labour Organization on Indigenous People. It was then that Datu Victor and other local community members, certain that they had the legal right over the lands occupied by Kansunji, entered the land and hacked down the coffee crops. They also told the security guards to leave. There were arrest warrants issued against the indigenous leader and other members of the community. Through mediators linked to the Catholic Church, talks were arranged between Datu Victor and the government on December 4, 2017. But the meeting never took place. A day before, soldiers shot him and his seven comrades to death. What the local inhabitants say about what happened that day and how they had to manipulate the bodies of their relatives and neighbors in order to bury them are eerie. The article published by The Guardian in July states that human rights groups, indigenous campaigners, independent forensic experts and legal activists says, just like Friends of the Earth International, that the chief was a respected and peaceful campaigner who was deliberately silenced. Living under threat. I have gone into hiding because of the threats and harassment, said Dande, who is now the chairman of Tamasco, in the interview with Real World Radio. The interview was conducted in Ilongo, their local language, and Legal Rights and Natural Resources Center, Friends of the Earth Philippines, translated it. Paila-ila, Dandi. Please introduce yourself.
I am Dandi Dinyan, a member of the Taboli Manobo tribe from Central Mindanao, chairman of Tamasco Association.
Can you share with us the story of your community struggle? How long has this been going on? And who are you up against?
Our struggle started when we applied for our CADTI at NCIP, or Certificate of Ancestral Domain Title, as validation and proof that the land belongs to us. The duration of our struggle continues for over 20 years now. Our nemesis, opponent, is the Kansunji Company, which encroached into our territory to put up a coffee plantation and coal mine.
Ano ang Tamasco? What is Tamasco? What are its goals, objectives, and activities?
Ang Tamasco.
Tamasco means Taboli Manobo Sidaf Claimants Organization. It has a clear indigenous political structure, or IPS, and a tribal council. It conducts regular sessions and has project committees. Tamasco has a tribal council that addresses and resolves problems that arises in our territory.
Why was your community attacked? And who are the attackers?
Our community was attacked because we were suspected as rebels, as NPAs, and they knew we were CADTI holders. The group that attacked us were soldiers that came from the 27th Infantry Battalion and 33rd Mechanized Brigade.
Was there any investigation conducted?
Oh. Yes, it's done.
And what were the results?
The result is still pending at the Commission on Human Rights.
You are now chairman of Tamasco. Why did you accept the position that has a dangerous role?
Yes, I am now the chairman. I have to accept this post first because I used to be the vice chairman. Second, I need to inherit, accept, since I am the only one courageous enough to stand as the father of our territory and governance.
How are you coping under continuous threat? How does this affect you, your family, and the whole community?
For now, I have gone into hiding because of the threats and harassments. It has significantly affected my family. One, my children are always absent from their studies at school and I can barely join or be with my family. It has also a big impact on my community One, I am no longer with my community for now. We no longer have meetings. We don't hold sessions. It has largely affected the community as almost all members are afraid about the issue of being associated with the NPA.
What is justice for you and your community?
Justice for me is holding accountable those who sowed intrigue or issue. That justice will be given to my relatives who were killed during the attack of the government's soldiers. And justice for the community is giving back our land and the expulsion of the foreign capitalists managing the coffee plantation inside our ancestral domain.
How can Friends of the Earth and other organizations support you?
First of all, our organization issued a resolution accepting assistance at any time and also requesting for support. They have already extended support even if we were not asking. One of our calls for support to various groups and the government of the Philippines is to help us with the basic needs that and support services that we sorely lack, given our condition, which is neither peaceful or secure.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.